Thiruvananthapuram. A complaint alleges that cyber police officials threatened Malayalam language news portal SouthLive, based in Kerala, to remove a report about the alleged misuse of authority by a DGPS Srijith IPS. The complaint follows news stories published on February 9 and 10. Seeking action on the matter, SouthLive Managing Editor and Confederation of Online Media, India, President Saj Kurian has submitted representations to the Chief Minister, the State Police Chief, and the Vigilance Director. According to SouthLive, the reports referenced a complaint by a Thiruvananthapuram-based lawyer seeking an inquiry into a DGPS Srijith's February 1 visit to Abu Dhabi, including his role as chief guest at the inauguration of a private Ayurveda center and other related engagements. The outlet alleged that cyber police officials later pressured it to remove the stories. An officer from the cyber wing reportedly warned by phone that a case had been registered against the portal and that its social media accounts could be shut down. SouthLive subsequently filed formal complaints seeking action over the alleged threats. In its complaint submitted to the Chief Minister and other authorities, SouthLive alleged that since a DGPS Srijith took charge of cyber operations, similar threats have been made against media organizations, including One India Malayalam and the news aggregation app Dailyhunt. A complaint against Srijith, submitted to the Union Public Service Commission, was later forwarded by the Union Home Ministry to the Chief Secretary for appropriate action. A news report published on June 2, 2025 in connection with the matter was subsequently removed from platforms following intervention by the Cyber Operations Wing, which is cited as an earlier instance of unlawful interference affecting media freedom. The practice of targeting media organizations that bring news and information to the public, in order to expose wrongdoing and draw the attention of legal, judicial, and administrative systems, is a dangerous trend when it continues from within the system itself. It is something that must neither be justified nor encouraged, which is why we submitted a complaint to the State Chief Minister and other authorities, SouthLive Managing Editor and Com India, Confederation of Online Media India, President Saj Kurian told Ian. On February 1, 2026, ADGPS Srijith attended as the chief guest at the inauguration of a private Ayurveda institution launched under the name Nawa Ayurveda Medical Center at Dhabi Tower in Abu Dhabi. A lawyer filed a complaint with the police department seeking an inquiry into ADGPS Srijith's participation in a profit-oriented private event abroad, alleging procedural violations and related matters. SouthLive reported on this complaint and the associated issues over two consecutive days. According to information obtained from the Chief Minister's office, he had not received official government permission to participate in such a program, which also formed the basis of the news report. However, citing the potential professional implications for Srijith, who has about 2 years left before retirement, cyber wing officials under his command allegedly contacted SouthLive and demanded that the report be removed, warning of consequences if it was not taken down. An IPS officer of ADGP rank, who leads cyber operations in Kerala and heads specialized initiatives such as Operation Cyber Hunt, attending the inauguration of a profit-oriented Ayurvedic wellness center as chief guest is not justifiable, even if it was done with permission. When such participation also involves non-compliance with the All India Services Conduct Rules, 1968, Foreign Travel and Vigilance Clearance Norms, and State Service Regulations, it raises more serious concerns. SouthLive said the cyber wing officer who called to demand the removal of the news report claimed the Ayurveda facility was not a spa. However, the news outlet maintained that describing an Ayurvedic center offering services such as oil massage as a spa is reasonable. SouthLive also noted that the institution's own social media pages and website contain content supporting its classification as a spa. The complaint also alleged that threats were made after intervention by ADGP Srijith, who heads state cyber wing operations, and called for departmental action, stating that such conduct undermines media freedom. About Srijith IPS. A 1996 batch IPS officer, he began his policing career in 1998 as an assistant superintendent of police, ASP, in Kunamkulam, Kerala. Currently serving as additional director general of police, ADGP, he holds a degree in mathematics and has about 2 years of service remaining, with normal superannuation expected on May 31, 2028. In addition to policing, he is a motivational speaker and has a keen interest in light and classical music, performing at several public events. Tiruvananthapuram. A complaint alleges that cyber police officials threatened Malayalam language news portal SouthLive, based in Kerala, to remove a report about the alleged misuse of authority by ADGPS Srijith IPS. The complaint follows news stories published on February 9 and 10. Seeking action on the matter, SouthLive Managing Editor and Confederation of Online Media, India, President Saj Kurian has submitted representations to the Chief Minister, the State Police Chief, and the Vigilance Director. According to SouthLive, the reports referenced a complaint by a Tiruvananthapuram-based lawyer seeking an inquiry into ADGPS Srijith's February 1 visit to Abu Dhabi, including his role as chief guest at the inauguration of a private Ayurveda center and other related engagements. The outlet alleged that cyber police officials later pressured it to remove the stories. An officer from the cyber wing reportedly warned by phone that a case had been registered against the portal and that its social media accounts could be shut down. SouthLive subsequently filed formal complaints seeking action over the alleged threats. In its complaint submitted to the Chief Minister and other authorities, SouthLive alleged that since ADGPS Srijith took charge of cyber operations, similar threats have been made against media organizations, including One India Malayalam and the news aggregation app Dailyhunt. A complaint against Srijith, submitted to the Union Public Service Commission, was later forwarded by the Union Home Ministry to the Chief Secretary for appropriate action. A news report published on June 2, 2025 in connection with the matter was subsequently removed from platforms following intervention by the Cyber Operations Wing, which is cited as an earlier instance of unlawful interference affecting media freedom. The practice of targeting media organizations that bring news and information to the public, in order to expose wrongdoing and draw the attention of legal, judicial, and administrative systems, is a dangerous trend when it continues from within the system itself. It is something that must neither be justified nor encouraged, which is why we submitted a complaint to the State Chief Minister and other authorities, SouthLive Managing Editor and Com India, Confederation of Online Media India, President Saj Kurian told Ian. On February 1, 2026, ADGPS Srijith attended as the chief guest at the inauguration of a private Ayurveda institution launched under the name Nawa Ayurveda Medical Center at Dhabi Tower in Abu Dhabi. A lawyer filed a complaint with the police department seeking an inquiry into ADGPS Srijith's participation in a profit-oriented private event abroad, alleging procedural violations and related matters. SouthLive reported on this complaint and the associated issues over two consecutive days. According to information obtained from the Chief Minister's office, he had not received official government permission to participate in such a program, which also formed the basis of the news report. However, citing the potential professional implications for Srijith, who has about 2 years left before retirement, cyber wing officials under his command allegedly contacted SouthLive and demanded that the report be removed, warning of consequences if it was not taken down. An IPS officer of ADGP rank, who leads cyber operations in Kerala and heads specialized initiatives such as Operation Cyber Hunt, attending the inauguration of a profit-oriented Ayurvedic wellness center as chief guest is not justifiable, even if it was done with permission. When such participation also involves non-compliance with the All India Services Conduct Rules, 1968, Foreign Travel and Vigilance Clearance Norms, and State Service Regulations, it raises more serious concerns. SouthLive said the cyber wing officer who called to demand the removal of the news report claimed the Ayurveda facility was not a spa. However, the news outlet maintained that describing an Ayurvedic center offering services such as oil massage as a spa is reasonable. SouthLive also noted that the institution's own social media pages and website contained content supporting its classification as a spa. The complaint also alleged that threats were made after intervention by ADGP Srijith, who heads state cyber wing operations, and called for departmental action, stating that such conduct undermines media freedom. About Srijith IPS. A 1996 batch IPS officer, he began his policing career in 1998 as an assistant superintendent of police, ASP, in Kunamkulam, Kerala. Currently serving as additional director general of police, ADGP, he holds a degree in mathematics and has about 2 years of service remaining, with normal superannuation expected on May 31, 2028. In addition to policing, he is a motivational speaker and has a keen interest in light and classical music, performing at several public events.